bringing Christmas cheer to Americans in disaster recovery zones. Christmas time in the Pacific Northwest comes after more than 2 feet of rain were dumped onto the slopes of the Cascade Mountains, swelling rivers, overwhelming levees, and flooding multiple communities, especially in the city of Pacific, Washington. The mid-December floods displaced more than 100,000 people. Homes were destroyed, roads became impassable, and hundreds of people were rescued across at least 10 counties. But despite the destruction, Pacific is one of many communities working to get as much Christmas cheer out of the season. That cheer, in part, comes in the form of donations such as warm clothes and necessities, and hot meals shared with a smile and a Santa hat. Air Force Major David Williams, Squadron Commander at Joint Base Lewis-McChord, and his team helped disaster relief nonprofit United Cajun Navy personnel cook and serve jambalaya to as many as 300 people in Pacific on December 20th. A proud Louisiana native, Major Williams brought a taste of home and true Cajun hospitality to the Pacific Northwest, reminding everyone that service, compassion, and community have no borders, the United Cajun Navy said on social media. Toy clothes drives. Rain-induced flooding also ravaged communities in central Texas this summer, killing more than 100 people, including 36 children. Remnants of Tropical Storm Barry traveled north from Mexico and dropped more than a foot of rain in just 3 hours during the pre-dawn hours of July 4th. Many areas along the Guadalupe River recorded floodwaters more than 20 feet deep. The Medina River, the Llano River, the San Saba River, and even the Colorado River also flooded. Amid their recovery, nonprofits such as Convoy of Hope help bring Christmas cheer for survivors. In a season that can carry both joy and sorrow, the Convoy of Hope team was able to host warm and hope-filled distributions in Kerr County, the organization said on X. Many of these families are still recovering from the catastrophic Texas floods that happened earlier this year, making this event even more meaningful. Families walked away with free groceries and toys for Christmas, while over 1,000 local high school students received pairs of Nike shoes and Bombas socks. Toy and clothing drives are also being conducted by United Cajun Navy and the Ruka Storm Foundation for distribution across scores of communities, including 10,000 toys for folks in the Smoky Mountains. Smoky Mountain Christmas 10,000 toy giveaway for the community is a beacon of hope, the United Cajun Navy said on social media. Many locals are rising above struggles after hurricanes, mudslides, or fires that affected nearby areas. Some found a new home here after fleeing Louisiana in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina in 2005 and shared their story with our volunteers over coffee. Operation Santa. Outside the lower 48, Alaskans displaced after the remnants of Typhoon Halong devastated their homes got a special visit from Santa Claus on December 19 thanks to their state's National Guard, Salvation Army, and other partner agencies. Appropriately called Operation Santa, the Alaska National Guard has conducted this seasonal exercise for nearly 70 years as an effort to bring Christmas cheer to the state's rural communities. This was the first year that the operation took place in Anchorage, the state's largest city, as hundreds of people remained evacuated there from their rural communities around Alaska. Typically, we take Op Santa on the road, and we go visit people in their community. The Director of Emergency Disaster Services for the Salvation Army Alaska Division, Jenny Ragland, said, "This time, it was an opportunity to welcome them as neighbors here in Anchorage." She added that her Salvation Army Division has been a part of the operations for 55 years. Ragland said that more than 50 volunteers showed up at the Alaska Native Heritage Center, and they got every present wrapped ahead of time. One of those volunteers was Alaska Air National Guard Captain Laurel Foster, 176th Force Support Squadron, who hails from Bethel, a hub community for the affected region. "I volunteered because I was born in the Bethel area, so I'm from that region, so being able to be out there and help my people the best way I'm able to was important to me," Foster said. "After being a part of the typhoon response, of being here today and being able to see the community come together to celebrate, to spend time with each other, to value relationships, it's very meaningful to me just to bring part of a normal holiday, to normalize the holiday after being displaced. I think that means a lot to everyone here today." Major General Torrance Sachs, Adjutant General of the Alaska National Guard, addressed the hardships attending families suffered during and after the storm, and hoped that the events and festivities would provide some fun and relaxation. For the folks who have lost their homes, who have been displaced, this day is for you, Sack said. I am grateful for what Alaska does provide. I am grateful for the sense of community. I really am. But the bigger point today is I want you to have a chance to relax, have a chance to connect, and to have some fun as well. Darlene McCormick Sanchez, Savannah Halsey Pointer, and the Associated Press contributed to this report.